T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First off, just how excited are you? You're 48 hours or so away from, I guess, your dreams coming true. What's this week like? What's it feel like right now?
I'm very excited, obviously, with my story, that being the position that I'm in.
Gotcha. I'm interested. Your story, I mean, a lot's been made of it at this point, you know, just the how you were overlooked and just the way you've come up. How much, not define you, but how much does that story matter to you? You know, the fact that you've done it this way, an unconventional way, and it's going to kind of culminate here on Thursday.
It means a lot to me, obviously. Kind of made me who I am, I'll say, the person that I'm in today. Never satisfied. I had to work to get to where I'm at real hard.
Gotcha. When did it occur to you, like, hey, not only, obviously you probably believed in yourself that you were going to be an NBA player, but when did it occur to you, hey, man, hey, I might be a top 5 lottery pick type person? Was it this year? Was it last year? Like, was it last summer? When did all this kind of come into focus for you, what you're going through this week?
I always knew I had the talent to be a top player in the draft, whichever draft it was. But obviously with being under the radar, it was times I did question myself. So.
If you compare the player who got overlooked in high school as a junior and senior to the player you are today, what in your game and in your personality has changed since then, or are you the exact same guy?
I feel like I still play the same. Mm-hmm. I just play more aggressive now because I have way more athleticism.
With your game, obviously you're able to score, you're able to create. How do you balance that on a night-to-night basis as a player at Murray State, and how do you plan on taking that to the NBA?
Well, I just don't try to force anything. I just take what the defense gives me. With my IQ, I see plays before that happen, and that allows me to make plays for me and my teammates.
So obviously I'm here in Memphis, and a lot of these mock drafts have you pegged going number 2 to the Grizzlies. What do you think about Memphis, the situation with the Grizzlies, if indeed that were to occur? What are your thoughts on playing in Memphis potentially and this franchise?
Well, to start off, I'm just happy to be in the position that I'm in. I'd be excited with whichever team draft me, but I had a good visit with Memphis, and the city is great.
Yeah, what did you do on the visit? Like, what did they talk about with you? Did you go anywhere in Memphis while you were here?
Yeah, we went to dinner.
Where'd you go? Gotcha.
Yeah, it was a barbecue. I think it's been there for
Rendezvous? You went to Rendezvous? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, that's a famous one downtown. What'd you eat?
He brought out ribs, lamb ribs, or it was coleslaw, macaroni, beans.
Gotcha. The whole nine yards. The whole nine yards.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff.
What did they say to you? Like, did you get any? Did you get any hints as to whether they were really interested in you? Whether, like, do you have a feeling they're gonna pick you? Like, how would you describe what they said to you?
I mean, the visit went great to me. I can't speak for Memphis, but I mean, I guess we'll see how they felt on Thursday.
Yeah. Obviously, they have a veteran, talented point guard in Mike Conley. Would you be opposed to you know, playing with him if that happens? I know that there's rumors that he might get traded, but would you be okay with maybe him being a mentor? Would you want that, him being a mentor to you when you get there? Or would you prefer to be someone who has the ball in your hands right off the bat?
I mean, Conley's a great player. If he's there or not, either way, I'll be playing for Memphis. And just try to find out my role with the team and just try to do whatever the coach needs me to do.
What do you think about the – are you aware of – did you know they hired a new coach? Were you aware of all that?
Yes, I've seen it recently, I think, on Twitter when I was scrolling through.
Any thoughts on him, or are you just – yeah, not really?
No, I really haven't. I looked into too much.
Gotcha.
I did see and know that he was with the Bucks.
Gotcha.
And I seen something was like he was a great coach, but honestly, I still don't know where I end up. So.
Do you know Jaren Jackson at all? Do you have a relationship with him at all? What do you know about him?
Yes, I know him, and me and him started talking recently, like earlier in the week before the draft lottery.
Interesting. Anything in particular you want to share that he said to you?
Nothing. He was just telling me he wished me the best and congrats on everything that I've been doing.
Have you ever had a big man? I mean, obviously, probably like at Murray State, they didn't have anyone that talented as Jaren, but just that type of big man. Have you ever played with someone like that before in your past?
Yes, I played with Terrell Miller my freshman year, who could shoot the three and also play inside, was averaging 17 points and I think double digit rebounds. So,
gotcha.
I have played with a player.
Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy doing that?
Yes, I love it. Obviously, it spaces the floor and makes the defense have to respect him and the rest of everybody else.
Someone was telling me you have has Ray Allen been mentoring you or something like that? How is there? Do you have some sort of relationship with Ray Allen?
Ray Allen played with my daddy in high school.
Gotcha.
Ray Allen knew my daddy and my uncle for 5-6 years, I think, in South Carolina when they was younger.
Gotcha.
And they still have a relationship with them, and I finally got to meet them. So.
Anything, what was that experience like?
I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. It was kind of wow, but at the same time, he used to live in South Carolina with my family, so.
Mm-hmm. Did he give you any advice?
Nah, he just basically just told me how the game worked and what did he do, how he took care of his body.
Any other sort of experiences that you've had during the lead up to the draft that have made you go wow?
I think it probably be all the traveling that I'm doing,
right,
for different things, for awards or press conferences or anything. So
it's gotta feel a little when you're doing all that stuff, you're hopping around all over the country, and really it was 2-3 years ago, you know, all these people that are paying attention to you now, they didn't give you the time of day. Has that occurred to you at any point?
Yeah, it does. It's kind of crazy. But, I mean, I only can control what I can control. So.
Obviously, you had the minor knee procedure. How does your knee feel? I saw you're working out again, right?
Yeah.
It
doesn't hurt at all. I'm still doing therapy and stuff, though. But like you said, I've been working out, still been dunking or anything. I feel like I haven't lost a step.
Do you think you'll play in summer league for whoever picks you, or is that something that hasn't been decided yet?
If it was my decision, I probably would, but I think it depends on the team.
Are you in New York now or no?
Yeah.
Had you ever been to New York before?
Yeah.
You're going to be sitting there in the green room or whatever it is at the draft. What will you be thinking about Thursday night? What do you think? Have you thought about that at all?
No, I haven't. I just know draft night probably will be a lot of emotions between me and everybody who came with my family.
Who's going to be there with you? How many people you bring?
It's a lot to name.
Yeah.
I think I use every last one of my tickets.
Nice, nice. Were you always a point guard? Have you always been a point guard growing up?
Yeah, but when I was younger, my like a little brother to me, Nassim, we put him on ball and put me off the ball.
Gotcha.
Like when we play AAU together. So he's actually a top recruit now with his age group.
He's not going to get overlooked probably because of you.
Nah, it'll be because of him, the work he put in.
Had you been to Memphis before you came like a week ago or so?
Nah, that was my first time.
So this is obviously, you know, it's one of the smaller markets in the NBA. You know, it's not, you know, it's a city, but it's not like New York, it's not like Chicago, whatever, L.A. Does that, though, do you think that maybe fits who you are? I mean, I know you're from a small town in South Carolina. You went to Murray State. Is that something you like? I mean, not that you don't like the big city, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, does it make almost make sense that you might end up in a place like Memphis?
I think it really depends. I really don't care about a small market, big market, or what. I think my main focus is just to get in the NBA and try to make a name for myself and also help whichever team I'm drafted to win games.
I'm curious, did they, when you met with the Grizzlies, did they reveal anything about how they want to play, you know, going forward? Did they, you know, if they drafted you, what, how they would plan to use you?
No.
What did you guys?
It was mainly just me learning them and them getting to know me.
Gotcha.
Getting to know each other.
Who was it with? Was it with the owner of the team?
Yeah.
Pair?
Everybody but the coaches.
Everybody but the coaches. Gotcha. What did you learn about them that maybe you didn't know before you had that dinner?
I mean, I knew almost everything about them. I knew what type of team they was. Obviously, knew the roster because I watch a lot of basketball. So.
Mm-hmm. Did you know a lot the grit and grind Grizzlies of, like, you know, with Z-Bo and Marc Gasol and Mike and Tony? Like, did you know?
Allen, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Did you watch them when you were, you know, when you were a kid or like middle school, that sort of age? Do you remember those teams?
Yeah.
I know you and Zion, you guys played together on an AAU team, right?
Yeah, we played together.
What's it like, just the fact two South Carolina kids are, you know, there's a good chance two South Carolina kids are going to go 1-2 in this draft. Would you have, I mean, not would you have ever, you probably never imagined that when you were playing with them, but what does that mean? What is that, you know, do you take pride in that?
Yes, we definitely do. It's obviously one of our goals to put the state of South Carolina on the map, and it means a lot for us and also the state of South Carolina to show that we have talent down there because we all feel like we are overlooked.
What style of play do you think will best suit you in the NBA? Like, how would you, in your ideal world, how do you want to play basketball in the NBA?
Well, really like Murray. We got up and down, played defense. Obviously, I was in control because the point guard having the ball. So just knowing the game, like, if we need to slow down, being able to execute in a half-court set, there's a lot of stuff I can play in, so it really doesn't matter.
And then your shot, I was watching some of those videos you've been posting. Are you tweaking your shot, or would you say you're just working on what you've always, you're just getting, you're becoming a better, trying to become an even better shooter? How would you just...
Nah, I haven't tweaked my shot. I was shooting to really speed my shot up more.
Gotcha.
And it's working. I'm shooting the ball better. But I always felt like I was a good shooter.
And then you mentioned, you know, you were trying to learn about them at that dinner, and they were trying to learn about you. What do you think they learned about you at that dinner? Maybe that's a hard question, but from what you told them and revealed to them, what do you think they maybe learned about you that they didn't know just from watching the highlights and getting to know you like that?
They really just got to know me outside of basketball, really the off the court job. Mm-hmm. To just know what type of person I am, and getting to learn that I'm chill, laid back. I love kids, and just try to be a great role model and do whatever I can to keep a good image.
And then I've noticed Maybe I just wasn't paying attention when you were in college because I didn't follow Murray State the closest. But it seems like your social media game has really amped up here since you became a prospect. Is that something you've made a conscientious effort, like being creative on social media with how you kind of relate to fans?
Nah, obviously during the season, I'll be trying to stay more focused. So obviously I'm out of season right now, so I'm able to have time to do social media. But I know there's probably a lot of fans who root for me, or even kids that look up to me. So interacting with them, or just giving my opinion on certain things, is just what I'd be doing.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you taking some time out for me like this. Good luck on Thursday, man. I'm hoping maybe we'll see you here in Memphis on Friday.
Congrats, buddy.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. It was not my best interview, but it was about as good as you can expect, given I've never met him in person.
It was a phone interview.
Yeah, man. And it was probably his third or fourth interview in a row. And no, but I think you get a decent – I think the main takeaway is that while he isn't saying he knows he's going to Memphis, I just got the sense talking to him that, like everyone here in Memphis, he seems to presume that this is probably going to be where he ends up.
He's in a tough spot because all but likely he knows he's going here. You can't really say out loud that you're going here, so he's in a tough spot. But I thought he did a good job of being forthright with his answers. I didn't really feel like he dodged anything. And we got some big things out of that. Number one, we got that, you know, he feels better. He's clearly already one of the big things that I thought included in there is, you know, he's working on getting his shot off more quickly. He said, you know, I'm just working on shooting faster. He wasn't really changing any technique, he said, but he wants to release the ball more quickly. We found out that he wants to play in summer league. I don't think that decision is going to be his personally.
And I don't know if I was the Grizzlies, I don't know if I'd allow him to play in summer league.
I don't think I would either.
Maybe let him practice and come along, but I don't know about letting him play.
A couple other big things that we learned.
I thought the most interesting thing is this meeting they had at Rendezvous.
Well, that was actually, because to me, the initial meeting that he basically mentioned, he's like, well, everyone was there but the coaches. And in fairness, I don't think there was a staff at that point.
Yeah, but there were two interesting things that I think are revealing about this front office. One, like they have been since they got the, like they didn't, like they were days away, 48 hours away essentially, probably, from announcing Taylor Jenkins as the head coach. They did not tell him anything about who they're hiring as a head coach, what style of play they want to play. They're keeping it close to the vest. And the way he put it, they wanted to learn about off the court John. I think that's important because, well, I don't think his meeting here in Memphis or coming to Memphis was going to make or break whether the Grizzlies picked him.
Yeah.
Getting to know whether he can handle this emotionally, the fact that it's going to be him and Jaren as the faces of this franchise moving forward, there's not going to be a Mike Conley to help you along the way. And I think it was this is me speculating, but I think it was important for them to learn if emotionally and sort of just if he's prepared for this to be the guy. And I do, you know, you'll never know for sure until he gets here and does it, but nothing that he said gave me reason to worry that he can't do it.
Completely agree.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.